The sudden shutdown this week of the on-demand bus service called Bridge has some wondering how many ride-hailing services can flourish in Boston. WBUR's Aninjor Enwemeka from our Bostonomics team has a look at what went wrong for Bridge.
Bridge billed itself as the next iteration of the city bus. The app-based service provided flexible bus routes based on demand from riders. And it had become a go-to commuting option for its thousands of regular customers, like Casey Vemus. She lives in South Boston and used Bridge to get to and from her job in the financial district. She says the service was quicker and more reliable than public transit, and well worth the extra cost.
I loved having that guarantee of a place to sit, wake up in the morning, reserve my seat, and know that I'd have a comfortable ride.
Now Vemus has to wake up earlier and walk farther to use traditional transportation options to commute. Bridge CEO Matthew George says the decision to shut down the company was frustrating. He says Bridge was profitable but needed a lot more capital to grow. It had an exclusive funding deal with an automaker, but the deal fell through.
Because of the way the deal was structured, we were really locked into that partner. And just like anything else, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Very clearly didn't work in this case for us.
There was some excitement about what Bridge was doing. The company had been in talks with the MBTA about possibly providing late-night bus service, and several observers hoped to see an on-demand bus service grow more widely. So the shutdown of Bridge has some wondering just what went wrong. David Frankel is the managing partner at the venture capital fund Founder Collective. He says there may have been too many other options.
It is highly competitive that between what the city offers and between other alternatives, it's not simple. This is becoming a competitive space, and Bridge came up against that.
But Bridge's Matthew George insists there's room for an on-demand bus service here. He says his company's failure is all about financing.
The idea and the concept, we showed that it was incredibly viable, profitable, and things like that. But at the end of the day, this really requires the auto manufacturers, the governments, and some of the other stakeholders to really think differently about how we're providing transportation to the vast majority of the world.
Bridge could have pursued venture capital funds, but George says that wouldn't have given the company enough funds to really grow. Bridge paid drivers $15 an hour and had high labor costs. There was also the cost of operating buses. David Frankel of the venture capital fund says these costs likely would make a deal with a car company more attractive.
I think that if you see, look, this is going to be incredibly capital intensive. We're really going to need a huge injection, much more than what we can raise in venture capital, then the route that they were pursuing would seem to have made sense.
Bridge's Matthew George still believes in the idea of a new type of city bus that is flexible and based on demand. He now hopes other companies continue to move the concept forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.